朋友，活在耶稣里网站，欢迎你来收听福乐人生讲坛的节目。接下来请听戴季宗牧师的分享。愿圣经教导激励你来追求主耶稣的真理和生命，并且将福音传给更多的人。
不仅是今天晚上这一个周末能够来到大家的当中，
I'm so happy not just for tonight but this weekend that I get to come to your midst.
我想这几天大家有点会错乱一些。
I'm sure this weekend you're going to feel so confused.
看到一个老美在讲中文。
And you see a called American speaking Chinese.
一个老中在讲英文。
A Chinese person speaking English.
刚刚于牧师说我是外国人，我不太知道到底谁是外国人。
When Pastor Yu called me foreigner, I'm not sure who is exactly foreigner here.
很高兴有这三天的时间能够跟大家在一起。
I'm so happy that I get to spend 3 days with you.
我特别珍惜每一次能够在华人教会当中特别分享宣教的信息。
I especially cherish the chance that I get to share with Chinese brothers and sisters about missions.
我笃信这个时代是我们华人教会需要更多起来投入在宣教的一个时代。
I believe this generation is the generation that Chinese church should engage in missions.
我们华人教会。
We Chinese church.
200年我们领受了不单单是主的恩典。
For 200 years, not only that we receive grace from God.
200年我们也得着了很多西方宣教师，无论是在台湾、在香港、在中国大陆、在东南亚其他的地方，这些西方的宣教师把福音带到我们华人当中。
And for 200 years, the Western missionaries have brought the gospel to the Chinese, whether it's in China or in Southeast Asia, many countries.
我想在这个时代里面，我们不单单是在蒙恩的里面，我们要感恩。
Not only that, being blessed, we ought to give thanks.
我也十分的相信，其实在这个时代里面，华人教会要更多起来，在蒙恩感恩的里面，我们要施恩，我们要见证主恩。
But I especially believe firmly that this is the age, the generation that we Chinese churches should rise up and not only being blessed, but also giving out, passing out the grace and favor.
若是我们在这个时代，我们华人教会还不更加投入的话，
If we do not get involved, engaged at this moment,
我想我们不仅是徒受主恩。
Not only that we have received grace in vain.
我个人觉得我们也亏欠这些宣教士。
And I personally feel that we have fallen short, we have done wrong to these missionaries.
谢谢于牧师、于弟兄、师母、同工们给我这样的一个机会来到这里。
I thank Pastor Yu, Sister Nancy, and all the co-workers for giving me the chance.
我本来坐在下面，我心里面有一点不太舒服，因为其实于牧师请我讲来了好几次，终于来到大家的当中。
I was feeling a little bit uncomfortable because actually Pastor Yu has invited me several times.
其实甚至有一次我应该来，结果我不小心双包了，所以就没有办法来。我很对不起教会。
And then actually there was one time I promised to come, but then I double booked, and then so I couldn't make it.
但是刚刚于牧师不小心介绍我讲我爸爸的名字，我心里面就无所谓了。
But then I feel okay now because Pastor Yu, when he was introducing me, he actually mentioned my dad's name.
其实已经不太常有人介绍我的时候不小心讲到我爸爸。
Actually, it doesn't happen too often now.
他不小心讲错的时候让我想到一个故事。
This mistake actually reminded me of a story.
有一次我在一个教会分享信息。
Once I was sharing a message at the church.
讲完有一位老弟兄他就赶紧的跑到前面要跟我握手。
And afterwards, a senior brother came over to shake hands with me.
他说戴牧师啊，我很高兴今天晚上能够听到你讲道。
Says Pastor Taylor, I'm so happy to hear you preach.
听了你讲道，我可以说我听了戴家三代的人讲道。
Because I've heard pastors from your family, 3 generations.
你的祖父戴永勉早期在高雄在台湾的时候我有听过他讲道。
And your grandfather, I have actually heard about him preaching in
高雄。Yeah. 那你父亲当然有好多的机会听他讲道。
Of course, I had a lot of chances to listen to your father preach.
但是今天晚上是第一次听戴家的第三代的人讲道。
But tonight was the first time that I actually listened to the third generation of your family. So I was so excited.
好，来说我可不可以跟你有一点点的分享我的感触。
And then he says, can I share with you about my thoughts and feedback?
他说其实只有一句话。
Actually, just one sentence.
一代不如一代。
Actually,
不要怎么翻哈，yeah, 我听听他怎么翻。
Every generation is worse from the previous one.
一代不如一代。
And each generation is worse than the previous one.
哎，我想也求神怜悯哈，我们讲员也还是有我们老我的那个部分，我听了我很难过。
So forgiving me for saying that, but then I do have my flesh, and I was very sad to hear that.
内容我不敢说，但是起码我的中文应该不是一代不如一代吧。
Maybe not the content, but at least my language, my Chinese shouldn't be worse.
我想这老弟兄一讲出来，他就怕讲错话得罪了我。
So and then after the senior brother shared with me, and then he was afraid that he might have offended me.
他就说让我解释一下吧。
Says, oh, okay, let me explain this.
他说我发现你们家一代一代头发越来越少了，一代不如一代。
So actually, I discovered that each generation is getting less hair in your family.
感谢主把我们带到一起。
Praise the Lord for bringing us together here.
也求神在这三天的里面，不单单是向我们每一个人说话。
May the Lord not only to speak to us in these three days.
让我们用信心与所听的道来调和。
But we will combine and mix the message that we hear with faith.
使得对我们有益处。
So that it will be beneficial to us.
也对我们的教会有益处。
And it will benefit our church as well.
更加的，又让神怜悯，也让我们在神的国度里面有所不一样。
May the Lord have mercy on us so that we will be different in His kingdom.
心里面一直的祷告是主啊，让这三天的聚会有永恒的价值。
My prayer is that the conferences of these three days will have eternal value.
若是我们三天以后结束没有改变的话。
If we remain unchanged after three days,
我想这会是一件很可惜的事情。
It will be something that's pitiful.
但愿神在我们的当中来工作。
May the Lord work in our midst.
今天晚上想跟大家一起分享的题目是成为一个安提阿教会。
Tonight I want to share with a message, becoming an Antioch church.
成为一个安提阿教会。
Becoming an Antioch church.
若是有圣经好不好跟我就一起翻开到新约使徒行传第十一章。
Can we turn to our Bible, Acts chapter 11?
新约使徒行传第十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
我们将会从第十九节看到第三十节。
We will read from verse 19 to 30.
我想我就用中文读，若是你看英文的话，你就跟着看。我想我们就不用英文也读。
Okay, Pastor will read in Chinese and you can just follow.
使徒行传第十一章的第十九节，那些因斯提反的事遭患难四散的门徒，直走到腓尼基和居比路或者塞浦路斯并安提亚，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲，但内中有塞浦路斯或者居比路和古利奈人，他们来到了安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣。主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提阿为止。他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人立定心志，恒久靠主。这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。第25节，他就是巴拿巴又往大树去找扫罗，找着了就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。 第二十七节，当那些日子，有几位先知从耶路撒冷下到安提阿，内中有一位名叫雅加布，站起来借着圣灵指明天下将有大饥荒，这事到革了丢年间果然有了。于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱送去供给住在犹太的弟兄，他们就这样行，把捐款托巴拿巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。我们一起低头，我们祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们再次谢谢你带领我。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
谢谢你带领我们今天晚上能够聚集在一起。
Thank you for leading us so that we can gather tonight.
我们恭敬地把晚上的聚会再一次仰望在你的手里。
We commit tonight's meeting in your hands.
谢谢主，你说两三个人在一起，以马内利的神就在我们的当中。
Lord, we thank you. You promised that as two or threeGather together, this God of Emmanuel will be in our midst.
所以我们不需要求你与我们同在，因为你已经与我们同在。
So we don't have to pray for your presence because you are already with us.
乃是求你帮助我们能够感触到你的同在，让我们能够享受到你的同在。
Help us to sense your presence, and then also we can enjoy your presence.
我们恭敬地把以下的时间仰望你。
We commit the following time in your hands.
借着你的话。主啊，你也照亮我们，照亮我们教会前面的道路。
Through your words, you will enlighten and show our path in front of us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
成为一个安提阿的教会。
Becoming an Antioch church.
几年前我有机会去到中国的温州。
Several years ago, I had the chance to visit Wenzhou in China.
我不晓得在我们当中有没有从温州来的弟兄和姐妹们。
Any of you came from Wenzhou?
我记得那一次去，我非常兴奋。
I remember I was very excited.
因为已经听说这个温州的教会的兴旺以及温州信徒人数的增长。
Because I've heard about the revival of church at Wenzhou and also the increase of number of saints.
温州市大概有700万人口。
Wenzhou has about 7 million in population.
那他们估计在这700万的人口当中呢，有70万是基督徒。
And it's estimated among 7 million citizens, about 700,000 Christians.
也就是说，温州市人口的 10%是基督徒。
In other words, about 10% of the population are Christians.
我想这个不要讲在中国其他的地方，大概很少在一个大的城市里面可以看到居然信徒高达总人口的 10%。
We know that it must be very rare for any other major cities in China that 10% of the population are Christians.
所以当我去的时候，我非常的兴奋，因为可以有机会一手这个接触到这个国内温州教会的情况。
Therefore, when I visited, I was very excited because I get to experience and see that firsthand.
但是我有另外一个很兴奋的原因，就是我也稍微了解福音是怎么去到了温州。
And I was also very excited because I knew how gospel reached Wenzhou.
其实第一对夫妇是一对内地会的宣教师。
Because the first couple that went to Wenzhou was missionary from China in the mission.
曹雅植夫妇他们原先是从苏格兰来的。
So, Mr. and Mrs. Cao, they came from Scott.
George Stott. 对不起 ,Stott, S-T-O-T-T.
Mr. and Mrs. George Stott came from
Scotland, 苏格兰。其实他们申请内地会的过程也有一点点的挫折。
Actually, there's application into inland China mission was not that smooth.
因为曹雅植他是一个瘸腿的人。
Because Mr. George Stott was crippled.
他年轻的时候得了结核菌。
And then when he was young, he had pneumonia.
Tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis, TB.
他得了结核菌，结果他有一只脚需要截肢。
And then so that one of his legs had to be amputated.
所以当他申请内地会的时候，内地会的同工觉得你一只腿要去宣教不太方便。
So when he applied to become a missionary to in China in the mission, the
missionary
thought it was not convenient for him because he was handicapped.
尤其在那个时候，中国也比较封闭，所以呢，也抗拒福音，所以他们就觉得不太合适去宣教。
Especially at that time, China was very closed in, isolated. They also resisted the gospel,
so
they did not think he was fit.To that job.
但是曹雅芝他非常的坚定神呼召他们夫妇去中国宣教。
But yet, this brother George Stott, he was very sure that God has called him to China.
当他被问的时候，他就这样回答内地会的同工。
So when he was interviewed, he answered the question this way.
他说戴牧师，难道你没有看到那些两只腿都好好的人不去吗？
He says, Pastor Taylor, but didn't you see those people who have two legs? They are not willing to go.
他们不去，那只好我这种人去了。
But if they are not willing to go, then only I with one leg should go.
他说你说中国会有暴动，我逃不过他们。
You say, well, there might be riots in China, and I will not be able to run away.
他说没有关系啊，我也不打算逃啊。
But he says, it's okay, I don't plan to run away.
在这个对话的当中，内地会的同工很受感，结果就接受了曹雅芝，派他到中国。
And this conversation really touched the co-workers in China in the mission, so they sent him there.
不把他派到别的地方，把他派到方言最难听得懂的地方。
So they sent him to a place where the dialects are the most difficult to understand.
我不是说最难听哦，我是说最难听得懂的地方啊。
I didn't say it was the most unpleasant to hear, but then the most difficult to understand.
其实我们知道啊，我们中国有很多不同的方言啊。
We know that in China there's so many different type of dialects.
据我的了解，最难学的两个方言，一个是福州话，一个是温州话。
To my understanding, the two most difficult ones to learn, one is 福州, one is 温州。
后来有人跟我说，他说的确是如此。
And some actually confirmed.
他说抗战的时候呢，我们国军的情报员呢，专门找温州人、福州人做情报。
So, I was told that during the World War II, the war against Japan, actually the intelligence agencies will all try to recruit people from 温州 or 福州。
因为看准日本人这两个方言他们学不来。
Because they just bet on the Japanese cannot learn these two.
还有另外两个，一个同工跟我说，我们中国跟越南70年代打仗的时候。
And also when China was at war with Vietnam during the 70s.
我们也是找温州人跟福州人做情报。
We also recruit people from 温州 and 福州 as intelligence agency.
他们就把曹雅芝夫妇呢就派到温州那个地方。
Therefore the China Inland Mission sent George Stott to 温州。
结果果然有暴动。
Then as expected, there was
温州人是很抗拒福音的。
Because people from 温州 resisted the gospel very much.
他们就给曹雅芝取了一个外号。
So they gave him a nickname.
叫瘸腿番人。
The crippled barbarian.
瘸腿番人。
This crippled barbarian.
他们对他说，你赶快走，我们不要听这个福音。
And then they told him, go away, we don't want to listen to this gospel.
你不逃的话，我们把你打死。
If you don't run away, we're going to kill you.
这曹雅芝很幽默。
Then Brother George is very
humorous. 你有没有看到我只有一只腿啊？
Says, didn't you see I only have one leg?
我怎么可能逃得过你们？我看我还是留下来好了。
How can I ever run? I'll run you. I better just stay here.
结果神很奇妙的就使用了曹雅芝夫妇。
But God has miraculously used this couple.
今天若是你去温州，你去温州市的公园街的话。
Today, if you go to visit 温州 and then go to the Park Street in 温州
Garden Street, Park Street, okay, Garden Street. 在那边你会发现有一个三字教会，这个教会就是曹雅芝所开始的。
And you will find a church building there, and that was started by Brother George Starr.
去到那边有几天非常宝贵的时间跟当地同工交通分享。
So when I was there, I spent several precious days having fellowship with the co-workers there.
但是我想印象最深刻的就是我要离开的那一天下午。
What impressed me the most was on the afternoon that I was about to.
我们在旅馆里面，在房间里面，我跟当地的两个同工在一起祷告。
In my hotel room, I was praying with a co-worker there.
我就问他，我们怎么样为温州为温州的教会祷告呢
？I asked him, how could we pray? How should we pray for church at 温州？
他们说，戴牧师，你大概听说人家这样称呼温州。
It says, Pastor Taylor, you probably have heard how people called, 温州。
说中国，这个温州是中国的耶路撒冷。
They call 温州 as the Jerusalem of China.
我不晓得大家有没有听过这样的一个称呼。
I don't know if you have heard this.
不是因为温州人跟犹太人那么会做生意啊。
It's not because people from 温州 are very good at business, just like the Jews.
但是因为神的祝福的确临到了温州，如同早期教会神的祝福临到了耶路撒冷的教会。
It's because God's grace came upon 温州 just as God's grace came upon the Church of Jerusalem.
但是这个弟兄说，我们不要做中国的耶路撒冷。
But then people there say that we don't want to be Jerusalem of China.
我说，那你不要做耶路撒冷，那你要做什么呢？
And I say, if you don't want to be the Jerusalem of China,
他说，戴牧师，你为我们祷告。
Says Pastor Taylor, please pray for us.
让我们能够成为中国的安提亚。
That we will become Antioch of China.
让我们能够成为中国的安提亚教会。
That we will become Antioch of China.
我记得那一天我离开坐飞机回香港的时候。
I remember that day when I departed and went back to Hong Kong.
这句话就一直旋转在我的脑子里面。
I kept remembering this statement.
成为中国的安提亚。
To become Antioch of China.
成为中国安提亚的教会。
Become the Church of Antioch in China.
我不晓得你想到安提亚，你就会联想到什么。
I don't know what you think about it when Antioch is mentioned to you.
当然，我想我们大部分的人若熟悉《使徒行传》的话，应当马上就会联想到十三章路加在那边的描述。
If we are familiar with the book of Acts, we will immediately think about chapter 13.
你会记得在十三章就描述着安提阿的教会在聚集的时候，圣灵向他们说话，要他们把巴拿巴跟扫罗分别出来。
That when saints were gathered together in Antioch, the Holy Spirit spoke to the church to tell them to separate Paul and Barnabas.
要把保罗跟这个扫罗跟巴拿巴分别出来出去做宣教的工作。
To separate them out for the work of mission.
我想这个十三章我们应该很多人都非常的熟悉。
So I'm sure a lot of us are very familiar with chapter 13.
但是我们却知道其实在使徒行传安提阿教会不是在十三章我们第一次碰到。
But actually, the Church of Antioch was not first mentioned in chapter 13.
乃是在我们刚刚今天晚上所读的这一段经文，《使徒行传》的第十一章十九节到第三十节，路加在这边描述整个安提阿教会的开始。
But actually, it was first mentioned in the book of Acts in chapter 11, the passage we just read.
当我回去仔细读这一段经文的时候
，As I went back and carefully studied this passage,
我就发现，其实若是要成为一个安提阿教会的话
，Then I realized in order to become a church of Antioch,
其实在这十二节的描述里面有很多非常基本的道理和真理，其实就成为十三章之后神。在上所建立的东西。
So we actually can see a lot of principles and the foundations that how this church was built.
今天晚上我就愿意从这十二节来跟大家一起来思想。
So today I'd like to share with you these 12 verses.
不单单是思想温州怎么样能够成为中国的安提阿。
Not only to think how 温州 can become aAntioch in China.
我们也能够思想我们的教会怎么样能够更加的也成为一个安提阿的教会。
We can also think about how our church can better become like Church of Antioch.
若是我们回去看这十二节的话
If we study these 12 verses,
我想我们可以很明显的看到这十二节呢，可以把它分成三个段落。
We can clearly see three sections in this passage.
这三个段落的重点都不太一样。
And then all these three sections have different emphasis.
从第十九节到第二十四节
，from verse 19 through 24,
我们可以把这六节设一个标题为教会的起手。
We can give this section a title, The Beginning of a Church.
在这六节里面，路加主要是在描述安提阿教会怎么样开始的，它的起手。
In these six verses, Luke was trying to describe how this church of Antioch started.
第二段呢，是第25跟第26节两节的经文。
Second section is actually from verse
25 to 26. 我们从教会的起手，我们更进一步看到路加就描述着安提阿教会的成熟。
From a beginning to maturity, This is what ascribed.
这个教会怎么样？不单单是归服了主，或者信徒怎么样归服了主？我们在这两节里面也看到，这整个教会怎么样成熟起来，在信仰上面长进。
Not only that, many people believed, but from these two verses, we get to see how church matured.
然后最后的四节，从二十七节到第三十节呢，我们看到教会的施舍。
And then from the last four verses, we get to see the giving of the church.
描述这个教会怎么样从起手到成熟，从蒙恩的里面，他们成为一个施恩的教会。
So from these passages, we get to see that how this church is started and become mature, and then from being blessed to become a church of that gives and pass out the blessings.
我想我们从这一个整个一个图画里面，我们可以看到一个很重要、很美丽的一个教会蓝图。
So from this picture, we get to see a very beautiful blueprint.
更加的，我想我们也能够从这个蓝图的里面看到很多非常重要在宣教上面的一些重要的真理。
And then from this blueprint, we can also see many important truths about mission.
那我们就回过头来看这三段，好不好
？Okay, now let us look at these three sections.
我们刚刚提到了，从第十九节到第二十四节是一个很清楚的一个段落。
So from verse 19 to 24, this is clearly a passage.
描述着教会安提阿教会的起手。
It describes how the church of Antioch started.
其实，若是我们去看这六节的话
，If we look into these six verses,
我们会发现路加在这边给了我们两个摘要。
We can see that there are two major points here.
Two summaries.
Two summaries.
两个摘要。
Two summaries.
在二十一节我们看到一个摘要，在第二十四节有另外一个摘要。
So verse 21 is one summary, and verse 24 is another summary.
第二十一节，主与他们同在，信而归主的人。就很多了。
Verse 21, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
若是你跳到第24节，在描述保罗这个人之后呢，路加紧接着这样说，于是有许多人归服了主。
And then says, great number believe and turn to the Lord.
所以我们在这里这两个摘要里面，我们就看到路加描述着这个教会安提阿教会的起手。
So from this passage, Luke described the starting of the church of Antioch.
但是我想在这个地方，我们很重要要问的一个问题就是，究竟为什么会有那么多人归服了主呢？
So important question to ask here is that why so many believe and turn to the Lord?
到底安提阿教会的这个起手，信徒们加入教会的后头的原因是些什么呢？
What is the major reason behind that the great number believe and turn to the Lord?
其实当我看这六节的时候，我看到几个很值得我们注意的事情。
From studying these six verses, I noticed there are some things that we need to pay attention to.
首先我想我们发现这个教会会开始，其实从19节就可以看到一个很重要的一个原因。
Verse 19 shows us a very important reason why this church was started.
19节那边描述一些因着斯提凡的事遭患难，然后注意这个词，四散的门徒，他们来到了安提阿，传福音给安提阿的人。
So now those who were scattered after persecution that arose over Stephen traveled, and they came to Antioch.
门徒们把福音带到安提阿，其实一个很重要的一个原因是，首先他们是被四散出去的。
The reason that these disciples brought the gospel to Antioch was because they were scattered.
这一个四散呢，就使得在安提阿的人能够有机会来得听主耶稣基督的福音。
Because they were scattered, therefore people in Antioch had a chance to hear the gospel of the Lord.
若是这些门徒们没有被四散的话，
If these disciples were not scattered,
或是他们只是仅仅的以留在耶路撒冷为满足的话，
If they would only be content by staying in Jerusalem,
我想这个福音就很难能够传开，很难能够到安提阿这个地方。
Then it would be hard for the gospel to reach the place of Antioch.
所以我们首先看到这个福音会传到安提阿，是因为 信徒四散。
So then we get to see that the gospel reached Antioch because disciples were being persecuted and scattered. 我想
在教会的工作也好，在福音的工作，在差传的工作上面，这是一个很重要我们要注意的事情。
So this is something that we ought to pay attention when we think about missions and ministries.
神的心意不是要教会有很强烈的核心力。
So God's desire is not that church will have a strong strong
英文不是我的母语It should be centrifugal, I think centrifugal 是吧英文不晓得啊啊 Is it centrifugal or centripetal? Anyway, 一个是离心一个是核心、yeah. 一个是向心、哦 神的心意不是 要教会是太强烈的有这种向内的这种心态。
So God's desire is not for the church to have a strong force to draw the saints inward.
乃是要从信仰的长进里面呢我们被差派出去把福音在四散的里面我们能够把福音传开。
But through the growth of faith that we will be sent out, we will be scattered to, in order to preach the gospel.
其实我想这个是今年在教会里面很重要的一个信息。
And this is a very important message in the church.
我们当然很珍惜在教会里面这种兄弟姐妹们和睦相处的这种温暖。
Yes, we cherish the warmth of brothers and sisters gathering together and loving each other.
但是若是这个温暖却取代了其实神在这里看到的一个四散的一个重要性的话。
But then if the warmth is replacing the importance of being scattered.
若是我们只是上山我们不下山的话。
But if we only go up to the mountain, but we never come down.
若是我们只是听到而不行道的话。
If we only hear the words, but we are not doers of the
words. 若是我们只是一个聚会的教会不是一个散会的教会的话。
But if we are only a church of gathering and, but not a church of scattering.
我想这个不是神的心意。
And that will not be the heart of God.
神的心意是要我们把这个福音能够从近处到远方能够把它传开。
God's heart is that we will share the gospel from the vicinity to places that are far away.
我们若不四散的话我们看到在这里安提亚就没有机会得听主耶稣基督。
So if we never scatter, then people at Antioch will never have the chance to hear the gospel.
很有意思，现在在美国教会界里面一直在讨论一个问题。
Among the American churches, one topic has been discussed.
描述着我们是不是一个引力型的教会，一个 attractional church, 引力型的教会，还是我们是一个差遣型的教会，一个 missional church?
So the discussion is that whether we are the attractional church or a
missional church.
Missional church.
今天有很多的教会他们把过分的重点放在我们要有这种吸引力我们要把人吸引到教会里面。
So today many churches, they overemphasize the importance of drawing and attracting people to their church.
当然我想一定是很重要的一件事情。
I'm sure it is very important.
但是若是这一个吸引的一种心态使得我们不平衡没有同时有一个 missional 的一个看见的话我想这个不是神的心意吧。
But if we do not balance the attractional focus with the missional focus, and I don't think that is the heart of God.
所以我们看到这边首先是因着他们的四散福音才临到了安提亚的教会。
So here we get to see that the disciples were being scattered, therefore the gospel reached Antioch.
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。